This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
How can I get inspired for Marlins baseball? Can you guys help me? They're 10-12 on the spring. It was an uninspiring offseason. There's no real commitment to winning. I like baseball, dude. I really enjoy baseball. So I'm just going to have to live through watching the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Astros and the teams like the Braves and the teams that actually try. Is that what I'm stuck with? Because I don't know how you get pumped for this season, to be quite honest. Really don't. It's crazy.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
You know, it sucks, right? It sucks. I still watch them, dude, because I love all my hometown teams. Right? It's not your fault. It's not my fault. And the problem with the Marlins is a problem that runs deep. But their solution is actually, it's right there in front of them. It's called the Florida Panthers, bro. So let me ask you something. So far in the history of the Marlins, have they given a contract like they did to Barkov that's like 9 years and like, you know, he's going to retire here. He ain't going anywhere. Right? Huh? Right. They do, but they trade him. Exactly. So all Marlins fans are just scorned. They're like, you know, scorned lovers. Male or female. Your partner just continues to fail you over and over and over. You know, some of you, yeah, you know, you make a mistake. You give them a break. Okay. But the Marlins don't make one mistake. They didn't, like, you know, make a mistake one time. No. They're so habitual that, you know, it just what's the name of the dude that Chloe breaks up with and all the time, and he's got like 800 baby mamas? The power forward, the center, huh? Tristan Thompson. The Marlins are more unfaithful than Tristan Thompson. And that's unfaithful right there. I mean, you know, he's cheated on Chloe like 406 times. And she's taken him back 407. And that's kind of what the Marlins have done to you. So when they commit to a Kachuk, you know, when they commit to bringing in a goaltender at $10 million a year for 7 years, and brother, they suck it up, and they're all in, and they're not crying, they're not pointing fingers, they're not saying we're poor, none of that shit. You don't hear Viola or Sifu ever whining like little bitches about what they don't have, and so they go out and spend money on their players, they trade for stars, superstars. Okay, they build practice facilities. This is out of their money. And so they help even improve the Fort Lauderdale area with the War Memorial. So, and guess what they've been rewarded with years later after a long-term commitment? Packed houses now. So I don't want to hear the Marlins whine like little bitches. Oh, well, no, we do this. No, you don't do shit. You don't commit to anything. You don't prove to. You can't earn your partner's trust by mistrust all the time. And that's kind of what you want. Now, with the Panthers, do you ever think they're going to have fire sales? No, right? No, those sons of bitches are going to look how to add something else, right? And add something else. And how can we squeeze this? And how can we... Same thing the Dolphins are doing. Same thing the Heat are doing. Even if the Heat can't trade for a star, dude, they're trying to win. Whether you agree with Terrible Terry's move or not, they're doing it with the act of trying to win. You know, as Ira so eloquently put it the other day on the show, they knew that Jimmy couldn't carry. So they've got to go find something, because if not, the season's going to go awry. And Terry's kind of saved your ass several times. But you can't fault the Heat for trying. And they make mistakes, but they try. And they don't whine like little bitches about that they don't have this money and they can't do that. And that's all we get from the Marlins. So if the media, writers, radio, TV, if fans can't see that, and if the Marlins can't see that, I can't help you. Because hockey is not higher on the totem pole in the United States than baseball. Baseball is still ahead of hockey overall. But in this town, baseball is behind every sport. And why? They make no commitment. So how do they expect you to make a commitment? So that's why the Marlins get what they deserve, unfortunately, because they don't have the money to make the sacrifice. Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu have the money, right? And they have great people, Matt Caldwell and everything else, but they have the money. So they make the commitment to show the public, hey, we're here for real, dude. We're here. We're gonna draft players. We're gonna develop them, and if they're really good, we're gonna keep them. And so, Verhage's great. Well, we're gonna keep them. And now, guess who's next? Reinhardt. And they'll keep him too, because that's their star. And that's where Panther fans can go buy a jersey. They can buy a Tkachuk jersey without thinking that, you know, here's Stanton, here's Ozuna, here's Yelich, here's everybody else, Derek Lee, Mike Lowe, I love you, Miami, the pitcher. Huh? The Cuban pitcher. I love you, huh? Yeah, Hernandez. Yeah, you're thinking about LeVon, and right, exactly. I'm thinking LeVon, whatever, Beckett. AJ Burnett, whatever, they all leave. Juan Pierre, they all leave. We trade them all away. We get rid of all of them. They go help somebody else. And that's all you know. That's all I know. They've never done what the Panthers have done. So I don't have to ask the Marlins to be the Dolphins. I don't have to ask them to be the Heat right now. Nothing. Now, what's Inter Miami doing? Bro, they're spending out of their ass for players. Maybe they're not doing it the right way because it's like very top-heavy, very offensive, not very defensive, which is kind of hurting them. But they're trying their best, bro. They're bringing you Messi and Suarez. Like, you know, shit. And they don't cry poor. They just build their own stadiums. They build their own practice facilities. They build their own academies. And you never hear the Moss brothers cry poor, but that's all we ever hear from baseball, bro. And that's because baseball doesn't have ever somebody on that end that really says, okay, no, I got the money. I got the power. Okay. I'm going to just spend the money and I'm going to wait. I have the money that I can wait on the returns. And nobody's done that in baseball. Vinny Viola's got the money. He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. So to him, it doesn't matter. He can wait. And now it's starting to turn around. Now they're probably turning a pretty profit because the arena's packed every night now. So now they're selling all their merchandise. Now they're selling out.
They're selling their sweets. They're selling the liquor. They're selling everything now. So now they're making money. But they've made their commitment that when you look at the Panthers right now, they're the best franchise in town. At this moment right now in the live race, they are the best franchise in town. And so Marlins have the perfect example. All they got to do is look north there at sunrise and say, if we do that, this town will reward us. But if we keep doing what we're doing, this town already, they already figured us out. You know, the jig is up, as they say. And all this window dressing that you do every year to start the season and all that, it don't mean shit, dude. Because there's no star power. You know, we either have our stars on the field or our stars getting raided by Homeland Security. That's right. I mean, that's how we have our stars here, right? They're either on the field, on the ice, on the pitch, or they're somewhere on Star Island getting raided by Homeland Security. But that's where we like our stars. On South Beach, on the Fashion District, Star Island, Homeland Security, on the pitch, on the ice, on the field. You know, that's where we like our stars. On the concert stage. You know, that's we are a town of stars. Right? We get Rolling Loud. And we get the biggest rappers in the world to come here and do their concerts. At one of the biggest rap festivals in the world. I believe it's top five. I think it's top three. I think Rolling Loud has become the top three in hip-hop. But anyway, either way, stars everywhere. That's how we like it in this town. And where are the stars for the Marlins? There are no stars. And there's no actual guarantee that any stars will stick around. I mean, look at Soler. He played his way out of that contract, and he said, brother, exit stage left. And he was gone. You know? And No, you can't have that. And that's because you've created that environment. That nobody in the end really wants to stay with you. So, no excuses for the Marlins. Shayna, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash.
This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331. BocaJawSurgery.com.
Well, and baseball started yesterday.
Yes. I know.
Couldn't even get us a Whopper Jr.
I know.
Marlins yesterday started off the season with a 6-5 loss in 12 innings where they had to use their bullpen.
Funny part about it is I'm leaving from the casino last night. And at the time, it's 5-3. And Craig Seeloff is the radio voice.
I really wanted them to win just for those guys.
Yeah, and he goes, you know, fortunately, we're into the bullpen and the Marlins believe this is a strength for them. Six innings later, it looks like it's the worst thing on the team.
Yeah. Well, not really.
I mean, they've already ruined my 162-0. Well, now it's 161-1.
Right.
I mean, that's the best I can give you.
But they had a shit ton of strikeouts. They didn't score a run since the sixth inning on. So they got to 12. And they didn't score a run. So the bullpen had to keep you in it the entire time. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, brother, you're playing a bad team because the Pirates are a bad team. Okay?
But you got five runs. I mean, you know, again, it's not
five,
like a...
Five runs for them is a lot.
That's what I'm saying, though. And like they lost. The pitching needs to keep the other team under five runs. You're not going to get five runs every game.
No, I know. I know. But
I mean, Berger and Bell were, I think, like Berger had six three. For six or something total.
Yeah, Berger had three of your eight hits. Three RBIs, and he went three of four. He had three of your eight hits. Berger pretty much was your offense yesterday.
That's the first time I've ever seen the last name actually with the U, like spelled Berger.
Yeah.
It threw me off when I saw the back of his jersey. I was like, I thought it would be B-E-R-G-E-R. But, I never paid attention to it.
But, hey, when we really look at it, Jake did not live up to his name. Did you get your Whopper?
No.
So you didn't get a burger? The only guy that walked out of the park with a burger was Jake, because that's his last name.
He tried to get everybody a burger, though. He did his best. I mean,
he tried.
Three RBIs. I mean, come on.
He tried, but he's got to do better. He's got to get other people, in, you know, frying up some burgers for us. Jake, let's go, bro. You got to motivate others to want to, you know, spread out some burgers. Well, one of many, many, many losses for the Marlins.
And kudos to the Pirates and Marlins fans that the place was packed pretty much for opening day. It's pretty good.
I know. It was good. It was a great atmosphere.
That's what fun game. Craig Mitch was saying.
Yeah, it was a fun atmosphere. It was fun. But, again, it's just they haven't won an opener since, like, 2014 or something like that. It's been tough, dude.
And I know you didn't get to watch their. Was there anything spectacular about their opening day? Remember the first time they were in Lone Depot Park or whatever it was at that time? I think it was Marlins Stadium at the time. They had Bruce Buffer out there doing the introductions and all this stuff.
Yeah.
The Dodgers had this parade of the players being introduced, and like the only pictures I saw from Marlins were them just the regular.
Yeah. Yeah, just
the regular stuff. Nothing extravagant.
No, the most extravagant thing is that there were a lot of fans in the building.
Yeah.
That's all.
I am going to try those $52 all-you-can-eat seats one time, though. Talk to the wife. We're going to do it.
Okay.
One game, I'm going. I just want to test it. You get three items every half inning.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it. It's the only time I'm going to get a burger from them.
But you know you're on this thing where you're gonna lose weight. You're gonna go to an all you can eat.
So then I've lost 37. If I put on 3 or 4, I can lose it real quick.
Okay, all right.
I'm doing good. I'm very
just
proud
make
of
that me. Your only meal of the day.
It's gonna be a big meal, man.
But fasting. Big meal, yeah. The rest, it no more for the rest.
Yeah, it's all you can starve eat until and you get drink, there. By the way, too.
Now. Right, starve until you get there.
Yeah.
And then starve after for a while.
Yeah, but I don't know, going there and being that the first thing that goes on your belly. It's not like you're getting the good stuff. You're getting the hamburgers, hot dogs from the, you know, the Marlins Cafe. You're not getting from the Cuban restaurant there.
Stuff. You're not going to get the good stuff.
No. Yeah, you're getting hamburgers, hot dogs, nachos. And they've added some stuff to it this year. So that's exactly Play Action 7, the fat man struggle.
That's it. That's our lives. So they lost yesterday. Tonight, 7:10, Martin Perez and is it AJ Puke or Puk? Puke. Puck?
I think it's
Puck. Okay. Well, then the puck drops at 7:10.
What?
Okay.